AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A gunman went on a shooting rampage in a rural Mississippi town. Six are dead. CBS's Dina Demetrius tells us it started in a convenience store.
Authorities in Tate County say 52-year-old Richard Dale Crum killed a man around 11 a.m. Police say Crum left the store and gunned down a woman in her home. At some point, a sheriff's deputy spotted him in a car and took him into custody after a brief chase. But by then, four others were dead. Two were found inside a home and two more outside near the suspect's house in Arkabutla.
The suspect being held without bond. The five former police officers accused of brutally beating Tyree Nichols last month pleaded not guilty at their arraignment yesterday. This man lives in Memphis and watched the videos.
Everybody who watched this video know he beating them to death, watching them die, and not present any type of help to help them. That ain't doing your job. That's murder.
The next court date is set for May 1st. The Jewish community in L.A. is reacting after a man was charged with targeting and shooting two Jewish men outside synagogues this week. 28-year-old Jamie Tran's been charged with two hate crime counts. Rabbi Abraham Cooper wants the FBI to stop stalling and act.
It's now more than a year that we have asked the FBI to create a special national task force on anti-Semitism.
It's not just in L.A. either. Anti-Semitism worries are rising for many American Jews. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
More than 4 in 10 American Jews feel their status is now less secure. The survey from the American Jewish Committee.
They are hiding their Jewish identity in terms of what they say to people or what they wear. There are even people who think about whether they want to go to synagogue.
The organization's Rabbi David Levy.
Anti-Semitism will corrode the very foundations of our democratic freedoms and values.
A simple medication can help women who have ovarian cancer. Here's CBS's Scott Maiman.
Australian researchers say a low dose of aspirin can help prolong the lives of those with the disease.
Women who took aspirin had about 35% better survival than women who didn't use aspirin.
Julie Bishop from Australia's Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation.
I think it's a big hope for women when they're diagnosed.
She says new research has found aspirin taken 4 days a week can prolong life by at least another 2.5 months.
You coughing, sneezing, achy with a stuffy head and fever? Well, your dog may be too. Vets are advising dog owners to get their pups vaccinated against the canine influenza. Cases are surging right now in several parts of the country like Philadelphia, North Texas, and Minneapolis. The dog flu is a contagious respiratory disease that is different, they say, than the type of flu we humans get. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 42. Today, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information.
brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, dnr.wi.gov. I'm Dan Small. Today, Dan Durbin gives us a preview of next weekend's Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison. Kayla Soss of the Wisconsin DNR offers safety advice for turkey hunters. And guest host Rob Driesline of Outdoor News Radio interviews Logan Nevins about the upcoming DU Expo. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in southeast Wisconsin around Milwaukee. Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers, and he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me from Wisconsin Rapids, just before he hits the road for Minnesota and the first ice fishing tournament in a while, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, are you set for this tournament?
Yeah, you think I'm as set as I'm going to be. There's so much to learn when we get on the ground or on the water, I suppose. And, I'm looking forward to that type of homework.
Oh, good. Well, have you been preparing, or how do you prepare? You get out and ice fish every chance you get, right?
Yeah, I try to put a lot of time into my equipment so that I know exactly what is going to work and what doesn't. I mean, I was just fishing earlier this week and fishing 24 feet of water, had a relatively heavy bait on to get down quickly, and I had kind of gone over my rods before I got to that day, but I realized that when I got to 24 feet, I heard a snap and I looked down at the reel, and that's all the line I had on that reel.
Oh, I've been there.
So I was like, oh, well, I guess it's a good thing that this happened, because I can take it back home and restring everything. And it's sometimes it's I don't necessarily strip every rod every time every year. It all depends on how often they get used and what I'm using them for. And I guess that one just has been stripped a number of times, and I was darn near the end. So it's stuff like that, that I make sure that we're ready to go before we get there. But a lot of it is e-scouting, checking out lake maps and trying to scour the internet for any, viable piece of information that talks about where fish are being caught. Even if it was 10, 20 years ago, I want to see where a start point might be or where a community hole might be, and kind of use that to my advantage before I even get there to get myself just an idea of what things look like.
Yeah. And you're going to which lake now in Minnesota?
So we're going to French Lake in Faribault, Minnesota. That's in Rice County. So it's, Rochester, south of the cities.
Sure.
We're fishing for crappies and bluegills, and the lake has plenty of both. Crappies probably run a little on the smaller side. 12 will probably be the top end. Probably see a lot of 10 inchers. Gills run probably right around that 9-inch size. So no monster fish. But certainly fair bags of fish available. A lot of sheep's head. So we're going to be watching probably schools of sheep's head on the forward-facing sonar and trying to determine whether or not those are crappies or sheep's head, and whether we waste our time chasing them. So that'll be probably the biggest challenge over 3 days of pre-fishing before the event.
Yeah, and you better have plenty of line on your reels, because if a sheep's head takes off,
yeah, it's gonna be a challenge. Yeah,
yeah. Well, cool. Well, I wish you luck, and we will hear a full report next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Yeah, I've been doing a little rabbit hunting during the warm weather we had last weekend. The rabbits did fine. I had two shot opportunities. One, I went out one day with a .22 and jumped two of them, and, you know, that's just kind of a waste of time. I threw two shots at the first one, and I could see he kept running. He made a big circle. I never did kick him up again. And then out with Ozzy with a shotgun the next day and tried to, you know, you walk with a partner, you kick brush, and you hope that the rabbit runs toward the partner. Well, this rabbit ran out right behind me, and again, I snapped a quick shot at him and saw him keep going. So we just educated a couple of them is all we did. But that happens.
Yep.
Hey, it is winter show season. Gosh, we got the Milwaukee Muskie Expo in West Bend this weekend, Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison next weekend. There's an outdoor expo up in Green Bay next weekend as well. And then March 9 through 12 at State Fair Park, the big one, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. And then the open season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. Lots of opportunities to check out new gear, catch some seminars, and chat with pro staffers, boat dealers, and others in the outdoor industry. I've even got three appearances myself in March and April, and we'll tell you about those as we get closer to those dates. I don't suppose you're doing any sports shows this winter, are you?
Well, there's nothing set in stone, but I might go down to the Fishing Expo on the 25th next weekend and sit in the P3 Plastics booth for at least a half a day. We'll see. I'm not sure if I've completely fit that into the schedule. We'll see.
Well, I hope you do, and we'll let folks know if you're going to be there. If we know in time, folks, just look for Jeff in the, what booth is it now?
The P3 Plastics, the P3. John and Grant and Josh, the guys that do the P3 Plastics. I've been working with them since they were just some guys trying some stuff out in their garage, so it's great to see their success.
And they named a couple of assortments after you, right?
Yep. They've got the Mr. Hardwater pack, and if folks can check that out and pick up some kind of ready-to-use bait packs at their local lakes.
All right. Well, speaking of expos, Wisconsin Fishing Expo producer Dan Durbin is going to preview next weekend's Fishing Expo at the Alliance Center in Madison. Then Wisconsin DNR outdoor skills trainer Kayla Soss offers safe hunting advice for new turkey hunters. And guest host Rob Drieslein of Outdoor News Radio, he's been on the show before, he's going to talk with Logan Nevins of Ducks Unlimited about the DU Expo coming to the Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, down in Texas, May 5 through 7. All that and more, straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 17, 18, and 19 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MilwaukeeMuskieExpo.com.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com, the most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region, just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Wisconsin Fishing Expo returns to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison next weekend, February 24th through the 26th. You can learn all about it online at wifishexpo.com. And joining me now to talk about the expo is Wisconsin Fishing Expo co-producer Dan Durbin. Well, Dan, welcome back and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
Now, I mentioned that it's next weekend at the Alliance Center. What are the hours of those 3 days?
3 to 8 on Friday, 9 to 7 Saturday, and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
You've got a lot going on there. This expo is probably the biggest fishing-related expo in the state, and maybe biggest in the Midwest, or at least one of them.
Yeah, you could definitely argue it's the biggest in the Midwest. We're at about 150,000 square feet. And this year we've had the most booths we've ever had, over 340 booths. And you got 13 different boat dealers coming representing just about every brand in the business.
Wow. Now, how do you get more booths into that Alliance Center, or are you using the building next door?
We're still using the Alliance Energy Center, but we just kind of reconfigured the floor plan a little bit. One of the big bulk spaces that was a boat dealer, actually that dealer is now out of business.
Ah.
So, unfortunately for them, but what we did was we added a bunch of 10 by 10 booths to fill up that massive space, and I think consumers have really liked that. They love the boats, of course. They're great, but they loved all the gear and tackle and things like that that you can't find at the big box stores, especially.
Yeah, and that's one of the big attractions of your show. Your show is one where people can find tackle they won't find anywhere else. What kinds of things can people find there?
Oh, gosh, it's everything. We have a lot of muskie vendors. We've got more trout vendors than we've ever had as well, so flies and stuff like that, and an unbelievable amount of bass stuff from plastics to hard baits, and there's over a dozen booths that are just devoted to walleye stuff. I mean, and of course, the big brick-and-mortar retailers like Thorn Brothers and Wilderness Fish and Game. It's a tremendous amount of stuff. You really would have a hard time not finding something that you want, no matter what species, except for saltwater, of course.
And you've got seminars going on pretty much nonstop, don't you?
Yeah, we've got 26 different seminars. Again, it's bass, walleye, panfish, muskie, electronics, kayak, and some special events devoted for women. And then another 3 seminars that are strictly for kids. Greg Karch is doing that. I mean, one of his seminars alone, he's giving away 75 rod and reel combos. The next one, 75 tackle boxes. Yeah, it's the most speakers we've ever had as well, and just covering every topic. And we have a brand new one. We've never had bow fishing speakers this year, and we have 2 different seminars devoted to that.
And that's a growing sport. I mean, it's been going on for many, many years. I remember bow fishing, gosh, when I was a kid, and then doing TV shows on the sport back in the 80s. But it's gotten high-tech now, and there are some people who, that's their main style of fishing. That's almost all they do.
Oh, gosh, yeah, and the rigs they run are incredible, whether it's an airboat or this massive light systems. And in fact, we have, a 21-footer there that's sort of a display that will be right next to our bow fishing exhibit for kids, so they can actually have an interactive, we have little bow and arrows set up with, strings on them that they can shoot at various targets and stuff like that. I mean, that's the thing for the kids, too. We've got 10 different kids' events, from our bumper boats to the trout pond. And in our trout pond, we tag the fish, so there's 20 different tagged fish, so kids can win prizes. Balloon animals, kids casting contests, the mock fishing pond, face painting, and then our prize patrol and the bingo was a real big hit that we introduced. The first 500 each day go around the expo and get their cards punched at various, we call them fishing holes, and they return that, they bring it back to the Slinger Outdoors, that's the local high school fishing team at Slinger. They bring it back there and they get a prize package, probably pushing $8-$9, you know, and with an Acme lure, they're one of the sponsors, and tattoos and, you know, kid stuff, candy, all that. So it's cool because it runs them around the whole expo, and our vendors love it because it's specifically built to increase traffic flow to every corner of the expo, so there's really no bad spot.
That's really a clever design to that program, and this is really kind of like trick-or-treat for kids for kids interested in fishing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, and if you're one of the vendors that is one of the designated fishing holes, you're going to be really busy all day. and it's cool for them, you know, right? They're getting a younger demographic to show up at their booth, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Now, that's something that a lot of people in the outdoor industry have been focused on in recent years, is trying to get more young people into hunting and fishing. And an event like yours with 10 activities for kids, that really takes a giant step in that direction, I think.
Yeah, we really are focusing on that. I mean, it's always been a family show. You know, kids 12 and under get in free. And then and Sunday is actually, we kind of are, it's an unofficial WIFA day, which is the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association. So that's about 100 and some teams, I think 130 actually, at various high schools that have fishing tournaments and clubs and stuff like that. We let them in for free on Sunday, and they wear their fancy NASCAR shirts and stuff like that. And it's just a nice event for them. They kind of call it their own. And again, the vendors love seeing all that young blood come in there buying stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Well, once again, tell us the hours and what are the ticket prices and where can we learn more?
The hours are 3 to 8 Friday, 9 to 7 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. This year we also have online ticketing. So if anybody's been there on a Saturday, you can get pretty busy and the line can be pretty big. So that'll help. You just go through, scan your code and you're in. And then we have two ways to get into the expo, one off Rimrock and one off of Rusk Avenue, which is just going to help people get in quicker, whether they take the belt line or a different way. It's just, there's a whole other entrance, so it'll help alleviate the lines.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, and the secret too, don't, you know, if you really want it to be lighter, go on a Friday or a Sunday and don't go, you know, from that 10 to 1 time frame. That's when it's really packed. Those other times I mentioned, you can navigate through. They're really nice. It's not bad.
Yep. All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much, and I hope you have a great show, and we will send folks to your website and hopefully send a bunch of them to the show.
That's great. I appreciate that.
Dan Durbin, the co-producer of the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, coming up next weekend at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Very easy to get to, and lots going on there, February 24 through 26. You can learn more online at WIFishExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Up next, guest host Rob Dreeslein, host of Outdoor News Radio, interviews Logan Nevins of Ducks Unlimited about the upcoming DU Expo in May.
Hey, I want to look ahead to a really cool event that's coming up in May. It's the Ducks Unlimited Expo. It's down in Texas. It's an event I have not attended before, but I want to get there. Joining us now to talk about it is Logan Nevins. Logan is the National Events Manager for Memphis, Tennessee-based Ducks Unlimited, and he says hello to us right now. How's it going, Logan?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in on the broadcast. We'd like to talk about things going on beyond our borders up here in the upper Midwest occasionally, and this DU Expo is quite an event. Tell us a little bit about it. You're in year three, is that what I understand?
Yeah, that's correct. This is our third annual Ducks Unlimited Expo. It's going to take place May 5, 6, and 7 down at Texas Motor Speedway there in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's a a three-day hands-on consumer show where everybody can see, try, and buy the latest products from the outdoor world. It's a very exciting event. Purina is our presenting sponsor for that event and has been for the last couple of years. And we put together a great variety of activities and companies to visit with and see their products and try them out.
For folks who are familiar with Game Fair in this part of the world in the upper Midwest, it seems kind of a similar sort of event. You've got a lot of, you got dogs, right? You've got a lot of live shooting going on. You got calling contests, emphasis on conservation. For folks who've been to Game Fair, are there some similarities?
Yeah, there's some similarities to it. There's a lot of exhibitor, base there where you can come and see everything from game calls to firearms to ATVs. And you mentioned the dogs. Purina, one of the exciting things they're bringing to us this year is the Incredible Dog Challenge. So you may have seen that aired on NBC Sports in years past. It's a premier canine performance sporting event. So they have everything from dog agility to high flying discs and different Olympic style performances and things like that where people compete all across the country. So that's a really exciting thing that they're going to have there. It'll be recorded to air at a later date. It's a very big event that we're excited to host at DUX this year.
Tell us a little bit about the timing. May, not really a time of year that we're thinking about waterfowl hunting, right? We kind of come off our waterfowl seasons in most of the country already. They're wrapped up. Pacific Flyway still got some hunting going on, I think, as we speak. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason, like Game Fair up here, the timing is, it's usually a month or so before the waterfowl seasons get going. Tell us about why, right in the middle of the May, the heart of spring is a good time for an event like this down Texas way.
Being in Texas, the weather plays a factor, obviously, trying to keep the weather front of mind. But, the other thing, too, that is very big for us with this event is it's everything outdoors. So we don't want to focus just on the waterfowl component of it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that there's something there for everybody, whether you're into fishing, to hiking, to shooting, to whatever your pursuit is and your favorite pursuit that you do outdoors. We want you to have a place to come and see new products and talk to experts and things like that. So May is a good time for that to remind people of all the different activities you can do outdoors and also keep waterfowling front of mind as well.
Folks can find information on the event at duckexpo.com. That's DUCKexpo.com. I presume they can also get there through the Ducks Unlimited website, which is just ducks.org, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, so a couple of good ways to get there. So you are in year three. What have you learned about producing a show like this the first 2 years, Logan? What do the crowd seem to respond to about this event that's made it successful?
Yeah, we've had some great attendance the last couple of years and looking forward to continuing to grow that this year in year three. And one of the things that people really like about our event and really respond to that we've learned is the outdoor aspect of the event where you can drive ATVs. We have our regional calling contest. There's just so much that people can do when they come to this event. It really is, everything outdoors is there. So the shooting village is probably one of the top things that they are really drawn to, and we're excited to be able to provide that opportunity for our attendees.
One thing that I noticed that maybe makes it different from Game Fair is there's opportunities here to test ATV and UTVs on a dirt track, right? Complete. You got mud pits, that whole thing. That's a market that continues not only to grow, but really expand in diversity. The different types of UTVs I've seen over the years, you can really customize for waterfowl hunting. They're pretty amazing. That looks like a really great facet of the Ducks Unlimited Expo.
Yeah, absolutely. The ATV and UTV test tracks are very, very popular. We've had companies like Polaris and Can-Am have been there in years past and will continue to attend. And you can try out all of their new product lines. Last year, Polaris had their full electric UTV there, which was really exciting for people to see. Come on out and hop in an ATV or a UTV and ride it around the track. And there's rock pits and going over logs and hills and berms, and you can fully put the unit to the test and try it out for yourself.
So I'm looking at the agenda, the schedule for the calling contest at the Ducks Unlimited Expo, and it's pretty incredible. Not only does it just ducks and geese, but I see you got a breakout for white front speckle bellies, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have everything from our big DU regional calling contest, which is a sanctioned event to qualify for the World Championship Duck Calling Contest that's in Stuttgart every November. So that's kind of our big calling contest there. And then we have everything from Canada's to speckle bellies to keen calling and everything in between. So it's a really great contest. If you've never participated in one, come on out, check it out. It's a lot of fun, and it's very impressive to see how good some people can use a duck call or a goose call.
You know, there are not a lot of events like this in the country. Maybe that's one reason I keep mentioning Gamefair. We've seen other events like this try to pop up, and they usually go away. That's why I think it's worth highlighting, even though Texas is a long way from Minnesota and Wisconsin. This is a pretty unique event that you're not going to find in too many places.
Yeah, that's correct. And like I mentioned before, it's a lot with the hands-on component of it. You know, in years past, we've had attendees from almost every state in the country has been down there. You know, numerous people from the Midwest come down. The thing that really sets us apart is that shooting component, having a live range where you can come and try everything from, you know, last year, the new Benelli 28 gauge was kind of the first public access to shoot it, which was there. So the shooting village is a very big component. One of the exciting things we're doing this year for the shooting village, we're running a couple of promotions. So this year we're doing Free Shoot Friday. So everybody can shoot for free on Friday, come out and test out any firearms from any of the leading manufacturers. You know, Travis Mears does a great trick shooting demonstration all weekend long. He'll have multiple showings. We have a 300-yard range, 100-yard rifle range, pistols, anything you want to come and try to shoot and test out, you can come and try it out. And then you can make a purchase with Reeds, who y'all are familiar with up in your neck of the woods. They come down. They're great partners with us, and they help with the facilitating of the transactions for firearms and ship directly to your local FFL dealer and help you set that up and run great specials and things like that. So you can not only come and try out a new firearm, but you can even purchase it and it'll show up to your door, you know, a couple weeks later at your local dealer.
Sounds fantastic. It's called Ducks Unlimited Expo, May 5th to 7th, 2023 at the Texas Motor Speedway, duckexpo.com. I got to think that you and I were talking a little bit off air. You were at the SHOT Show, saw a nice crowd out there. Things definitely seem to be bouncing back across the outdoor industry, and that's got to bode well for your event too.
Yeah, absolutely. SHOT Show was great this year. It was definitely kind of the buzz that it seems to be bouncing back, following up with COVID and stuff. There was a lot of people there. We had a lot of great conversations about DUX and a lot of excitement around it. We're looking forward to having all those companies that we talked to at SHOT Show be a part of the event.
Folks can buy tickets at duckexpo.com, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Visit duckexpo.com for tickets, for more information on the event, to learn about the incredible dog challenge that's going to be there, the shooting village, ATV test tracks, call-in contest, and everything in between.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to definitely have to carve out some time on my calendar, get down there and check it out firsthand. Logan, thanks a lot for joining us. Great luck with the event. I'm sure it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Logan Nevins from Ducks Unlimited. Check out all the details on Ducks Unlimited Expo 2023 at duckexpo.com.
That was Rob Dreeslein, host of Outdoor News Radio, talking with Logan Nevins, Ducks Unlimited's National Events Manager, about the DU Expo, May 5 through 7, at the Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth. Rob will be back with another DU report in a couple of months. You can catch Outdoor News Radio and our show, Outdoors Radio, on the new website, OutdoorNews.com. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Spring turkey season is less than 2 months away now, and I know a lot of Wisconsin hunters are looking forward to hearing a gobble and calling in a bird. And there will be a lot of new hunters out there this spring as well, as there are every year. And the Wisconsin DNR, of course, wants everyone to be safe and enjoy the hunt. And joining us now with some advice for turkey hunters is Kayla Sauce. She's an outdoor skills trainer with the Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection of the DNR, and that's formerly law enforcement, if you're wondering what that's all about. She's located in Green Bay. Well, Kayla, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Glad to be here.
First off, what do you do as an outdoor skills trainer?
My primary job is to work with the volunteer safety instructors, so the folks who run the safety classes, you know, hunter safety, boat, ATV, snowmobile safety. I train them, certify them, help them out as much as I can because they all have volunteers.
Yes, they are, and there are a lot of them, and I suppose you need new ones, as most of them I know are, gosh, they're getting older, in their 60s and 70s, some of them.
Absolutely. We are always looking for new instructors, so if there is anybody out there who has a passion for hunting or recreational vehicles and wants to pass it on and teach the next generation about safety, reach out to me. We will gladly get you started.
And how do they contact you? Would they just go to the DNR Hunter Safety page?
You can do that or just on the general DNR website, do a keyword search for outdoor skills trainer, and that will pull up a whole page because we do have 5 of us throughout the state, throughout the different regions. And so find the one that covers your region, and we can get you started in the application process.
All right, great. Well, let's talk turkey here. Turkey season is coming, and I know you're a turkey hunter. How did you get started?
I am, and I would call myself an adult onset turkey hunter. I did not start turkey hunting until just a couple of years ago. You know, I had done pretty much every other type of hunting except turkey hunting, and so I figured, you know, I'm not doing much in the April-May time frame, so why not add to my hunting repertoire and try hunting some turkeys?
And you enjoy it, obviously, or you wouldn't keep doing it.
I do, exactly. So, apply for a tag every year, try to hunt every year. You know, I just honestly love sitting in the springtime woods. You know, all the birds are singing, all new plants are emerging. It's just an awesome time of year to be out in the woods. And if you get a turkey on top of that, well, that's just the cherry on top.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, starting as an adult, there's a pretty steep learning curve in learning to hunt turkeys, even if you've done a lot of other hunting. What kinds of things did you discover as you learned to hunt turkeys that you weren't aware of or that you hadn't thought about?
I realized that I'm not great at making turkey sounds.
Okay.
You know, it is hard to just pick up a turkey call and be good at it. It does take a lot of practice. But it is one of those things that anytime you have a couple of spare minutes, you can pick up that call and, you know, work on it in the house or in the car and do your best to get better at it. We are fortunate in this day and age that we do have access to the internet and all sorts of online resources, but at some point you do just have to get your hands on a call and try it out yourself.
Absolutely. If some of our listeners are interested in starting to hunt turkeys, what advice have you got for them?
Look for a mentor, somebody who has gone turkey hunting before. They don't have to be a turkey hunting expert by any means, but somebody who's done it before can kind of show you the ropes, answer some questions for you. Having a mentor is huge when you're first getting started.
Yes, it is. And there are mentor hunting opportunities. Explain how that works.
Here in Wisconsin, we do have Learn to Hunt Turkey courses available. Now, for this spring, most of them are filled up already, but for future, you can look for those. These are classes put on by volunteers. It includes a classroom portion where you'll kind of sit and learn about turkey hunting, learn about turkeys and their biology and their habitat, things like that, learn about safety, what firearms to use, how to select ammo, things like that, and then it will culminate in a hunt where you actually get to go out one-on-one with a mentor and try your hand at getting a turkey.
And if the Learn to Hunts are filled, you can find someone who is an experienced hunter.
Yep, you can still hunt. Even if you've never completed a hunter safety course, you could still do a mentored hunt where you buy a mentored turkey hunting license, and then you go out, The only stipulation is you have to stay within arm's reach of your mentor. And a mentor can be anybody who is 18 years or older and has completed a hunter safety course. So okay. If you have a friend who likes turkey hunting, has been out, come if you can take along.
Okay, and then there's the youth hunt, which is a formal period just before the regular season opens.
Yep, so the youth hunt is the weekend before the first time period, and that is for anybody under the age of 16. And those mentor rules still apply where you have to have someone over the age of 18 with you, and you have to stay within arm's reach of them.
Okay, so we have opportunities. Now, let's say I'm a beginning turkey hunter. Maybe I'm going to try it on my own. Maybe I've been out with a mentor, but now I'm out there all alone. What are some of the concerns I should have besides trying to get a bird? What are some of the safety concerns?
Yeah, so turkey hunting is unique in that you want to be as camouflaged as possible. And then on top of that, you're making turkey sounds. So, you're hiding in the bushes, sounding like a turkey. That can draw in other hunters. And so one of the biggest safety concerns is, knowing your surroundings, knowing if there's other hunters around you, and just making sure that you don't have a hunting incident and that somebody's shooting at you, things like that. So if you are out in the field, you see other hunters approaching, maybe just holler out, hey, I'm out here, I'm hunting. Generally not a good idea to just wave your arms around, because then you look like a camouflage, possibly maybe look like a turkey waving your arms around. So shouting out is usually better. Anything you can do to let other people know you're in the area is generally a good idea. So, maybe if you're hunting public land, you leave your vehicle out at the road, put a little sign in your vehicle that says, camouflage hunter in the area, be aware, things like that. In general, stay safe, make sure nobody is thinking you're a turkey.
Some people will wear a blaze orange cap or vest when they're moving or hang one in a tree. That's not required, but it's a good idea, isn't it?
Blaze orange is not a requirement, but it's not a bad idea. If you're moving from spot to spot, throw a blaze orange hat on so that no other hunters think you're a turkey moving through the woods. And then once you get settled in your spot, you can absolutely take it off, put it under your backpack. But if you're moving from spot to spot, making yourself visible is important.
And how about hunting from a blind, a camouflage tent blind?
Yeah, so those are generally bigger. Hunters are pretty good at spotting them, but, maybe put a little orange ribbon above your blind or something to make it really visible so that folks don't think it's just a boulder or a bush, and letting them know that you are actively hunting inside of it.
Okay. Well, how about some practical shooting advice now? Okay, I've got a shotgun. I kind of know where it shoots. Shouldn't I be more precise than that when I'm going to be turkey hunting?
Yeah, so always a good idea to test out your gun before season, whether going to a range or if you got a spot at home, especially if you're shooting turkey loads. Those do shoot considerably different than maybe your standard target load, so definitely try it out ahead of time so there's no surprises out in the field when you fire that firearm.
And, of course, some new loads will reach out farther and actually kill a turkey at longer distances than I'm comfortable shooting at. But I usually tell people, boy, 25, 30 yards, if you get a bird in that close, that's a more likely range where you're going to kill a bird.
Exactly, yeah. Turkey hunting is an up-close encounter, bringing them in close. And it's just exciting. Gets your heart pumping, too, when you get to be that close to an animal in the wild.
It sure does. Well, Kayla, I'm looking forward to spring turkey hunting, and I know you are. Any final words of advice for hunters?
I just really encourage everyone to stay safe out there. We want everybody to return from their hunt, and if you happen to get a turkey and bring it back home, all the better.
All right. Well, Kayla, thanks so much for talking with us, and we will perhaps talk with you again or maybe another one of your colleagues. You say there are 5 skills trainers around the state. We might share the wealth and talk with someone else in a different region. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Dan.
Yes, and good luck to you this turkey season. That was Kayla Soss. She's an outdoor skills trainer with the DNR's Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection, located in Green Bay. You can learn more on the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov. Search under keywords outdoor skills trainer and you'll get all the information we've talked about and more. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com, the most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region, just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 17, 18, and 19 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MilwaukeeMuskieExpo.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And Cedar Lake Sales will have lots of boats on display at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 9th through the 12th at State Fair Park. Check out their website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Program. Want to go hunting? Sign up for hunter education or learn to hunt classes at dnr.wi.gov.
And our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin may not be airing where you live now. It's kind of limited now. It airs on Milwaukee PBS and the Twin Cities PBS stations. I don't know of any others that are actually carrying it now, but you can always watch past episodes online at MilwaukeePBS.org. And our Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from last year and from the last couple of years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
If you missed anything on this week's show, you can always check us out online, download the show, and listen to past shows as well. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can download the show. You can also check out Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And if you're looking for something to do in the evening in what's left of winter now, how about a candlelight event at a state park or natural area? We've got a couple weeks left, a couple weekends left in February. They've got hikes and snowshoe and ski outings, fat bike events every weekend now through the end of the month. Details are online on the DNR website. Just click on the events calendar and find one near you. Coming up on Saturday, March 4th, a sportsman's breakfast at Emmanuel Lutheran Church Commons in New London. Doors open at 7:30, breakfast served at 9. Workshops will start at two different times, 8 a.m. and then repeated at 9:45. And guest speakers include our own Wisconsin Turkey Commander, Lauren Voss, along with several other notables. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door, and you can purchase tickets in New London at Johnny's Little Shop of Bait, the New London Chamber of Commerce, and the Emmanuel Church office. You've done sportsman's breakfast, haven't you, Jeff?
I have, yes. I enjoy them. I might like the breakfast more than I like the dinners.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a great way to start a day. I've done several of each. It's been a while, but it should be a good time. March 4th, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in New London. And this from Minnesota Outdoor News. We're learning that feral hogs are pretty widespread in southern Canada, and they're actually threatening to expand into northern Minnesota. We'll try to follow that as it develops, and we hope that they don't come over our way in Wisconsin. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm on his way to Minnesota for a tournament. Good luck, Jeff, this weekend, and we'll hear about it again next week. And get outside, folks, this weekend. Be sure to join us next week for Outdoors Radio.
Adjust that needle belt now. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your